The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Lamed. Today's Daf is being studied. Lelu Nishmat Morzekeni Yosef Ben Sarah Ben Marat Zekenati Yafa Ben Sarah. Lelu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther Shalom Ben Farha. Ruach Hashem Teniham Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Ashlam Moshe Ben Dina Sarah Ruchara Rotacha Ben Sarah Bat Rachel. Hakam Sion Ben Esther Elna Refer Elahim. Amen. Begin today's daf on Chavtet Amud Bet. We are starting. The last word on the line is Tanur Banan. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines from the bottom. Tanur Banan. Lelmod Torah Velisa Isha. It's a choice between learning Torah and getting married. What are you supposed to do first? So the Gemara says, Lelmod Torah Vahakach Isa Isha. So first you should study Torah, and then later in life, let him get married. But if he cannot do without Isha, which means he has a Yetzirara, so Isha, so then let him get married, and then let him learn. But the better thing is to learn and then get married, but if you can't, you can get married first. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Halakha, Nose Isha, V'Haka, Kilmod Torah. He holds, no, Nose Isha, Nechem Tahila, you get married, and then go study. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Rehayim B'Savaro, V'Yasok B'Torah. How could that be? Rehayim B'Savaro, you have the yoke on your head, and you're going to study Torah. How could you get married? You're going to have to support your wife. You're going to have to support your children. You're going to have all these financial responsibilities. Rehayim B'Savaro, he has the yoke on his head, and he's going to study Torah. Therefore, he holds what? Study Torah first, and then get married. Because we have a Mahalokim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yohanan, what a person is supposed to do. So the Gemara says, there's really no argument. Halan, vehalehu. One is for them, and one is for us. Halan, one is for us, vehalehu. Which means one is for Bnei Bavel, and one is for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. It depends where you come from. So there's a machloket rishonim over here between Rashi and Tosafot. How to learn this? Let's read Rashi first. Halan, halehu. Bnei Babel hayu olchim vegorsim mishnayot atanaim be'eris Israel. The people of Babel, they used to go study mishnayot from the Tanaim in Eretz Israel. Umitoch shelomdim chutz lemekomam, since they studied out of town, en sorche habayit mutalin alav. So they don't have to support their wives because they're out of town. And therefore, nose isha. Da'avi be'lo hirur. Let them get married first, so they have a wife. At least they don't have Yetzirara v'irur. Who's going to support their family? Who knows? But they don't have to do it because they study out of town. So those people in Bavir that studied out of town, let them get married first. Either yoke of Parnasa, they're not going to have the yoke of Parnasa because they're going to go anyway back to Eretz Yisrael to study Torah. Therefore, Yetzirara is covered and Parnasa, it's not their responsibility and they're good. Halehu Rashi, Lebnei Eretz Yisrael, Halomdim Bemkomam. But to the people of Eretz Yisrael that studied locally in Israel, in Mose Isha, if they're going to get married first, what's going to happen? Yehu sorche abayit mutalim alavi batelu. What's going to happen? They're married, they're learning at home, they're going to have to make a living as well to support their families, and they're going to have bitul Torah. So for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it's better for them to learn Torah and then get married later on. So halan v'halu, that's shitat Rashi. Again, for Bnei Bavel, get married first, and for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, learn first. Comes the Tosafot. Halan v'halehu. Pirush bekuntras. Bnei Bavel ayu olchin v'gorsin mishnayot atanaim be'eretz Yisrael. Metoch shelomdim chutz lemekomam. En tzorchei habayit mutal aleihem nose isha. Da'avedei b'lo hirur v'akach lomed Torah. Halehu. Lebnei eretz Yisrael alomdim memkomam. Im nose isha. Yu kol tzorchei habayit mutalim alav. V'ibatelohu. Ikvot Rashi. וכאשר רבנו תם, ומשמע דקאמר שמואל דנושא אישה תחילה כדי להיות בלא הרהור. Which means, it's משמע that the reason why the rabbi is saying, Shmuel, they should get married first, is what, so you don't have הרהור. Umuki la milte bibne babel. And you're saying what? That to get rid of the Irhur, we solved it by talking about Bene Babel. Imken akati ikarur. Kevan sholchim al mot chosse bekomam. You didn't take care of the Irhur. I just take care of it. They married, they left their wives. You didn't solve the Irhur issue, which means the guy only doesn't have Irhur if he's living with his wife. So I just solved the issue and tell me that they're going away, so therefore there's no Irhur. Adrabba. Secondly, for on kasher, achar shenasa isha, heach yitzeh chosse bekomo al mot. What do you mean? After he gets married, how can he go out of town and learn? Why? Who's going to support his wife? That doesn't make sense, but to leave them to starve? I don't know. We learned the Maschid Gittin. He says, we better come out of Gittin. Ashkechan v'shalach Rav Eviatar. Rav Eviatar sent a message. Bnei Adam ba'im misham lekam. These people, rabbis, that are coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, הם מקיימים בעצמם ויתנו את הילד בזונה ואת הילדה מכרו ביין. פירוש שסליחים בניו ובנותיו להתמשכן בעבור מזונותיהם. Which means that Eviatar was saying these people are not good. Their children have to become collateral, so to speak, from mezonot. These people are not good. They're being too cruel on their family. מה שאין עושים יפה. It's not good. שולחים ללמוד חוץ למקומם. So therefore he rejects that she's פשעת. So how does Tosfot learn? Al kenir el Rabbeinu Tam ipcha. The Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Yehayim b'Saver over Yasuk b'Torah, which is according to the opinion that says that what you should get married first, that you should learn first. Livne Babel diber. Adabar. That's talking about the people of Babel. She'enu yachol laniyach ishto v'yelich v'limot Torah. Right? They're going to study out of town, so they can't get married first. Therefore, to them, that's a study. Ve'od shem aniyim, key. And also, they were poor. So therefore, they didn't have this option over here to get married because they didn't have any money. Ushmoel damar nosei isha techida. And the opinion is to get married first. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael amar. Why? Sheyochadim nilmod bimkomam vegam hem ashirim. Bnei Eretz had money. Therefore, get married first. You have your panasa. Support your wife. No erud. Ve'tov lo shisa isha vilmod Torah b'tahara. Beautiful. Let them study Torah b'kedusha v'tahara, and therefore you have no problem. So therefore you have a machloket mamash between Rashi and the Tosafot. With this piece of Gemara of Hida explains in the Torah a famous story of Yaakov Abinu. It says, "Vayetze Yaakov mebe'et sheva, vayelech harana." This is after Esav was trying to kill him. So Yitzhak Abinu told him, you got to run away. Right? So it says, Vayelech Harana. Rashi says, Yatza lalechet leharan. He intended to go to Haran. But we know that he didn't get to Haran. He actually took a pit stop, and he stopped off in Yeshivat Shem Ve'ever for 14 years. But it seems that there was a change of purpose. It says, Yatza lalechet leharan. His intention was to go to Haran, but something changed, and therefore he ended up checking himself into Yeshivat Shem Ve'ayved for 14 years. What changed? So the Haida says, when he left Yitzhak Abinu's house, he was a wealthy man. So what's the halakha? Wealthy man, according to what we're learning in Tosafot, so then already Nosei Isha Techila, let him get married first, so he can learn Torah, Bekdushav, Torah, and everything's fine. So Yatzad Alechad Haran to get married. But what happened, Eliphaz, on the way there, as we know, he went and he took all of Yaakov Avinu's money. Right? Yaakov Avinu says himself, Ki b'makli avarti et hayarden hazeh. Says all he had left was his makil. He took everything from him. Oh, so now he didn't have parnasa. V'chayim b'savarov yasok b'torah. Well, how is he going to support his wife? Right? Therefore, he checked himself into Shem Ve'ayeved for 14 years. So his change, when his economic status changed, his plan changed also to give. So therefore he went to study for 14 more years, like the Gemara says, if you don't have money, you learn first. And then he went back to Haran to get married later on. So he was fulfilling this this Gemara on him, based on the explanation of the Tosafot. When he had money, his intention was to go get married first, so he could learn Mikdusha B'Tawrah. When he didn't have the money, but he decided to go learn first. And then the Gemara comes and continues and says, "Mishtabach le'Rav Hazda le'Rav Huna b'Rav Menuna." Mishtabach le'Rav Hazda. Rav Hazda praised in front of Rav Huna, Rav Menuna. He praised Rav Menuna in front of Rav Huna, the Adam Gadol. You see, you know, this Rav Huna is a big man. Amar le, kishiyavo liyadecha, havi ehu liyadi. Okay, so when he comes to you, bring him to me. I want to see who he is. Ki ata, when he came, hazia delo parisudra. He saw that he was wearing a sudar. In the olden days, the big rabbis, they would wear a special head covering on their head. A sudar. So it says, he saw that he was not wearing the sudar. Amar le, mai ta'ama lo pirisat sudra. How come you're not wearing the sudar, the head garment of the Tamid HaKamim? Amale, de lo nasibna. I'm not married. Aderinu le'ape mine. So he turned his head from him. He didn't want to look at him. Amale, hazid de lo hazit lehu le'ape. Says, no, I don't want to see you. Ad de nasaf, until you get married. Which means, in the olden days, kind of, that they didn't wear this special head covering until they got married. So he said, this is Gavrat Abba, you're not married, I don't want to see you. He turned his head around from him until you get married. Now she says, "Delo paris sudar kederek hanisuin, sheyu regilim lechasot roshan. Ravuna leta'ameh, de'amar bin 20 shana velo nasa isha, kol yamav ba'avera." Person doesn't get married by 20, for the rest of his life he lives in sin. Ba'avera salkadatach. What do you mean? He lives in sin? Ela ema kol yamav be'erhur avera. Finished, the erhurim already. In his brain, because he didn't get married young. Therefore, kol yama beru l'avera. Amar Rabba v'chein tal de b'nebi Ishmael. Ad chav shana yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzapeh l'adam matay yisa isha. Till 20 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu anticipates when a person is going to get married. Kivan shigi achav v'lo nasa, when a person reaches 20 and didn't get married, am omer tepach atzmotav. I mean, tepach atzmotav, his bones or his limbs should swell, right? Tepach atzmotav. Right? It's a kilkul, obviously.
It's not a good thing.
Not a good thing, exactly. They say atzmotav because Hava was created etzem ma'atzamai. So Hava comes from the etzem of Adam. You didn't get married, so tepach atzmotav. Amar of Chazda. Hai da'adifna mechavrayin. Chazda says, you know why I'm better than my friends? De'nasivna b'shitzar. Because I got married at 16. V'yavan nasivna b'arbisar. If I would have got married at 14, Havamina le Satan gira be'aynecha. I would have told the Satan gira be'aynecha, which means I would have knocked out the Satan, like put a dagger between his eyes, and he would never be able to make me sin. She says, "Kilomar hiti mitkarebo the Satan uyetzara velo ira shiachtein." I would never have been scared because I got married. If I would have got married even younger, I would never have to be even worried that the yetzara can get me. Amale rabad rabbi Natan bar ame. Adiyadach al savare debrich. When your hand is on the neck of your son. Which means when your hand is still strong over your children before he gets older, and he's not going to receive your rebuke, when he's still young, give him musar. Give him musar and get him married young. When he still listens. What's the age when the child still listens? Mishitzar v'adasim v'tarte. Between 16 and 22. That's when the father still has a little jurisdiction over his kid. Less than 16, too young. More than 22, already not listening. Therefore, between 16 and 22, marry him off. The amilat, some say, mitemna sare ad yasim varba'a. Some say between 18 and 24. Ketana'e, it's machlok ketana'im on this. Chanoch lana'ar al pidarko. According to his way, you have to give hanuk to the child. The biyu davar the bina hamia. Hadamar mishit sabad asim v'tartin. Some say the ikar hanuk between 16 and 22. Hadamar mitamnesare vad asim v'arba'a. Some say between 18 and 24. Now look at Rashi. Rashi brings two pshatim of him. Mishit sar shenin. 16 years old. Gi azman nichnos. Finished 16 years old, get him married. V'yoter mi'asim v'tartin al ta'ahareu. But more than 22, don't delay. So you should try to get your children married between 16 and 22, or between 18 and 24. Lashon ahir. Another explanation. Adiyadach al savared debrich. When your hand is on your child's savah, which means you have control over him, b'sha'ash or dedichat takifa alav, when your hand is takif on him, haveze lilamedo tochachot. Teach him musar. It's not about getting him married, which means all the lessons that you have to give over to your children, you have to give them over to them when they have the chokhmah to receive it, and they're not old enough yet to rebel. The ez is mano mishitzar bad asim v'tartin. Batsir mishitzar less than 16 en bo da'at lekabel tochachot kol kach. He doesn't have da'at, he's a little immature. Ve'al techbid yisurim v'tochachot. Don't be so overpowering over the kid less than 16 because he's not yet can accept it. Ve'yoter mi'asim v'tartin yesh ta'ot shelo yibayet. more than 22 already, he's going to rebel. What are you telling me what to do over here? I'm already 22 years old. So they tell you, it's a very important Gemara to tell you, according to the Gemara, at least the main years of Hinuch is between 16 and 22, or 18 to 24, depending on the maturity of the child. Comes Gemara and continues, to what extent is a father obligated to teach his son Torah? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kegon Zivulun Ben Dan. That's just an arbitrary fellow. His name was Zivulun Ben Dan. He lived in the times of the Gemara. What was the story of Zivulun Ben Dan? It's not talking about the Shevatim. There was a guy called Zivulun Ben Dan. Shelemedo Abi Abiv. His grandfather taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachot, Agadot. He taught him everything. So you see how far the obligation of Torah goes. How much he taught him. What are you talking about? We have a contradiction from a Braita. Limdom Mikra. Once the father taught the child Mikra, he taught him Humash and Melamedo Mishnah. He's not obligated to teach him Mishnah. Which means you fulfill your obligation of teaching your children. And then go study Mishnah on your own. As she says, Enu Melamed Mishnah, En Chovat Beno Alav, Enu Bemikra. When it says you have to teach a child Torah, it means Humash, Mikra. And after that, Mikan Ve'ilach Yilmodu La'atzmo. Oh, so what are you telling me over here? Ve'amar, Rava, Mikra, Zu Torah. That's Torah. So what do you tell me over Ad Hechan? What's the extent that you have to teach your children Torah? Like Zivulun Ben Dan, that his grandpa taught him Mikna, Mishnah, Agadah. That's the Torah. That's not the extent. The extent is Mikra. So the Gemara says, Kizbulun Ben Dan, Velo Kizbulun Ben Dan. It's like Zivulun Ben Dan, but not like Zivulun Ben Dan. Meaning, Kizbulun Ben Dan, Shilimdo Abi Abiv. That's the point. Which means the point of the Gemara when it said Ad Hechan means how many generations are you obligated to teach? So to that, Gemara said, like Zivulun Ben Dan, that his grandfather taught him Torah. So from here we learn that it's incumbent upon a grandfather as well to teach his grandchildren. That's what says, Kizbulun Ben Dan, that's what we'll add Hechal, what's the extent in generations? Meaning the great-grandfather doesn't have to teach his great-grandchildren, but grandfather, yeah. Velo Kizbulun Ben Dan, but it's not like Zivulun Ben Dan, that what? Diru'atam Mikra, Mishnah, V'tamud, Alakot, V'agadot. He taught his grandson all these things. But according to halakha, the obligation is really only mikra. So look at that. She kizbulun ben dan shelamdu abi abi ve'ad hechan named the kamrina and haki kamrina. The hechan adam hayav lelamed Torah bedorotav, which means generations. How many generations are you obligated to teach? Amar Yehuda libno v'ben beno. That obligation is to the son and to the grandson. So the Gemara says. Is it an obligation for a grandfather to teach his grandchildren Torah? Benechem is the sons. Not your grandsons. So what are you talking about? But I have another pasuk that says, another pasuk says that you should teach your children and your grandchildren. How do you square off that pasuk? Anybody that teaches his son Torah, ma'ale alav ha-katuv ki'ilu lamdo lo v'libno v'liben beno ad sof kol ha-dorot. Which means the Torah is coming to tell you when you teach a child Torah, you get credit as if you taught all the generations, and so on and so forth. That shita holds the pasuk. Not coming to teach you, have to teach your grandchildren. No. Really, v'libatem otam et benechem. Benechem v'lo b'nei benechem. That's a derasha. That when you teach your children, you get credit as if you taught all their descendants. So Gemara says, but we have a shitai that said it's mitzvah to teach your grandchildren. Hu de'amar ki hay tana. So that opinion is going like the following tana. De'tanya. V'limadetem otam et benechem. En li ela benechem. B'nei benechem minayin. How do you know grandchildren? Tamu lomar v'odatam le'banecha. V'lebnei benecha. Imken, mat tamu lomar benechem. Oh, so what is Benechem coming to exclude? Benechem velo benotechem. Right, so they learned that Benechem is coming to exclude the girls. You don't have a obligation to teach the girls Torah, but not to exclude the grandchildren. Amar b'Yoshua ben Levi, kol ha-melamed et ben benot Torah, anybody that teaches his grandchild Torah, ma'ale alav v'katuv kilu kibbela me'ar Sinai. In the Pasuk, compares it as if he received it from Har Sinai. How do we know that? Shene'emar, which means when the grandchild receives it from the grandfather, it's like the grandchild received the Torah from Sinai. That's the value of learning with a grandfather. Shene'emar, hodatam lebanecha v'lebnei banecha. And then it says, usmichle, what's the next pasuk? Yom asher amata lefnei Hashem Elohecha behorev. So you see, there's a simichut between teaching grandchildren and Har Sinai to say that when a grandchild hears it from his grandfather, it's like he got it from Har Sinai itself. Good? So he says over here, v'yesh beva'arim, shebechol dor vador metma'etet hasagatao b'Torah. We know our Torah scholarship in every generation gets diminished, right? Because we're already further from Sinai. Ufichach amra Torah shilamed adam et ben beno Torah. Ve'af al pi shehaya beno shu abiv shel hanechad elamedo, v'she'eino domeh haTorah shilamed mezekeno, shu karov yoter lema'amad har Sinai. Wow. So you're closer to Sinai. And therefore it's one generation closer to the light. And therefore, even though the father has to teach the child, the grandfather's Torah is on a higher madriga because he's closer to the Sinai experience. So therefore, kilu kibla b'Sinai, it's a higher madriga. And you learn from the older generation. That's the pshat over there. Okay, good. Rabbi Chaya bar Abba Ashkehel Rabbi Yosho ben Nevi deshadid disna areshe. He was wearing disna. Disna is a covering, a head covering. But Rashi says it's not an official head covering. Sadin she'en ra'u la'atifat ha'rosh la'kisui be'alma sam al rosho shelo lek begilui rosho velo spik lo tatip besudaro. So that is a more formal type of item. It takes time to put it on. He was running out of the house, so he grabbed any type of sheet. He put it on his head, and he was running in the street with his kid. So it says v'kamam tele li'inuka lebe k'nishtan. He was taking his son to the yeshiva to go learn. So comes Gibran and says, Ambale, Michael, what's going on? What are you wearing on your head? So he says, Ambale, Mizutar, Maidikti Vodatam Lebanecha, Usmich Le Yom Ashir Amat Tafta Hashem Elohecha Behorev. Well, it's a small thing. When you teach your son Torah, it's like you're receiving the Torah from, like he's receiving it from Har Sinai. And therefore, what do you mean? I have a chance to bring my kid to the yeshiva? So I didn't even have time to put on my sudar. He's running. In the morning, he's rushing. To take it away, it's a small thing. What I'm doing of educating my child—that's a big thing. So he says, "Good." He can vehilach. Rabbi Chaya bar Abba lo time umsa ad makril yunuka umusve. He would not eat his umsa. Umsa was the breakfast in the olden days. He used to have like a little piece of raw meat in the morning. He wouldn't taste his umsa in the morning until he taught his child Torah and reviewed what he learned the day before. He would review with him and musve and add. You know, another hadush to show you the value of teaching. As she says, "Lo taim umsa basar me'ab begehalim," like little roasted meat, but it's really raw. Hayu regilim l'tom baboker, they would eat it in the morning. Ad makril niuka musfe mehadel lo mas shekara et mo. He would review what he learned with him yesterday. Umelamedo od pasuk yoter, and then teach him another pasuk to show you the value of teaching your children Torah. Rabba baravuna lo taim umsa. Same thing, he would not eat his umsa until he would walk his kid to the yeshiva. Yes. Amar of Safra, Mishm Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Maidichtiv, Vishinantam lebanecha. Right? Vishinantam lebanecha, you should teach your children. Al tikhne vishinantam, Ela vishillashtam. The Gemara is making a derasha over here, vishillashtam, because the Pasuk has said, Medelo ketiv vishinitem. Vishinitem is to teach. So Vishinantam is like a repetitive, go over and over. So they learn it from three times. Sheshlishim. Split your Torah into three sections. What's the three sections? Le'olam Yeshalish Adam Shinotav. Wow. Our parents just divide his years. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'tamud. One third of his life he should study Mikra. One third of his life Mishnah, one third he should study Gemara. Mi yodeya kama haye? Gemara, how long is he going to live? How can he divide his life into thirds if he doesn't know how long he's going to live? Lo tziricha leyome. So the Gemara said, no, it means his days. So the Rashi says the days of the week. which means 2 days you study Mikra, 2 days you study Mishnah, 2 days you study Talmud, and Shabbat you split up the day itself. But the point is you divide the week. Tosfot doesn't like this pshat. Look at Rashi, look at Tosfot. Lo tzidik ali yomeh. Pirush bekontras, yemeh Shabbat, kolomar, shnei yamin Mikra, shnei yamin Mishnah, shnei yamin Gemara. Maybe on Shabbat you review everything. Velo nehira. Same question. Does a guy know what's in the week if he's going to live or not? Every day, you should split a third of, should you have, let's say, 8 hours you're learning? So you have 6 hours to make it easy. Two, two, and two. That's why they made a tikkun in the Tefillat Shacharit. If a person is going to pray the Shacharit the right way, Lomar Mikra Mishnah V'Gemara, right? You have Pesukim, Makeda Yitzchak, and you have the Mishnayot, Elu Devarim, and you have the Mishnayot and Zevachim, Ezum Mekoman, and you have the Beraita of Rabbi Yishmael. So therefore, you have everything. You have Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. So every day you learn a little something. Vera, Vera, Verabenu Tapirish, She'anu Sumchim Ahadim Sanhedrin. We rely on what it says in Sanhedrin, Bevel. בלולה, במקרא, במשנה, ובגמרא, בגמרת בבל, בלול מכולם. Why is it called תלמוד בבלי? בבלי means בלול. It's mixed with everything. When you study תלמוד בבלי, you have to study anything else. Because in תלמוד בבלי, you have משנה, you have מקרא, and you have גמרא. So it's according to the Sanhedrin. If you study תלמוד בבלי, you're covered, you don't have to worry about measuring your שליש. That's תלמוד בבלי, it's בלול. בלול בכל. Comes the Gemara now and goes off on a different point, and it says, "Lefichach nikreu rishonim sofrim." The early rabbis were called sofrim. Why? Shayu sofrim kol ha'otiyot shebatorah. Literally, sofrim. They would count counters. They would count every letter of the Torah. They knew every letter of the Torah, and they would count it. Now, how do we know this? Rashi says, "Kedichtiv." ומשפחות סופרים יושבי יעבץ. קודם כל פסוק. שהיו אומרים, for example, used to say, וו דגחון חציין של אותיות של ספר תורה. The וו of the word גחון. Okay, that פסוק is in ויקרא. כל הולך על גחון. Whatever goes on his stomach. The וו of גחון is half the ספר תורה in letters. Darosh Darash, that's another pasuk. Darosh Darash Moshe, Hetzian Shel Tevot. That's already the half point of words. Vehit Galach Shel Pesukim. And Vit Galach is already half the Torah in Pesukim. Yekar Semina Hazir Miyar, that's a Teilim. Ayin de Yar, the Ayin of the word Yar in that Teilim, Hetzian Shel Teilim. Is half the book of Teilim. Vehu rahum in letters. Teilim. Vehu rahum yechaper avon hetzio de pesukim. That's already the halfway mark in the pesukim of Teilim. So it means they counted every letter. They knew exactly the halfway point. And kenir'eh, you have to say that there was significance to that. That why that letter was half, and they were fluent. Now the Gemara has a question. Ba'ir of Yosef. Vav de Gachon, Mehai Gisa or Mehai Gisa? When you said Vav de Gachon, it seems that the Gemara understood that there's not an odd number of letters in the Torah, and that Vav is the middle letter. No, they didn't understand like that. Because it would have said Emsa. It said, what was the language of the Hetzian? Hetzian is not Emsa. Therefore, they understood it's the halfway point, so they wanted to know, is it the end of the last half? Or is it the first letter of the second half? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, very simple. Amar le, niti sefer Torah, bring us a sefer Torah, dem ninu, we'll count it. You know, very simple. To show you the hakamim, that it was worth it for them to spend all this time to count the letters of a sefer Torah, just to understand this answer of the question, is it mehai gisa or mehai gisa? So, Milo Amar Abba, Barav Hana, Lo Zazu Mishem, Ad Shevi Sefer Torah Manum. Don't we have another story where it says where there was a dilemma, and Rabba Bar Hana took a Sefer Torah, and they counted the letters, so bring a Sefer Torah, we'll count it.
Amale inu bekiyeh b'chaserot v'yeterot ana lo bekiinam. They knew all the chaserot and yeterot. Some letters are spelled chaser, right, without a yud. Some letters are spelled with a yud, with a vav, without a vav. We're not beki in this over here. So therefore, our count is going to be off. They were bekiim. We don't have the same bekiut anymore on this over here. Yesh mefarshim shebenei eres Yisrael hayu bekiim b'chaserot v'yeterot. Bnei Yisrael, they knew. V'ilu anan hayu bnei babel, they were not beki. Okay, that's one interpretation. So he says v'hine sefer Torah shechaser o yeter o tahat pasulu. Right? If it's missing a letter, it has extra letters, sefer is pasul. V'en bo kidushat sefer Torah. That's the Rambam. Ulfiya mevo'ar b'gemara kan she'en anu bekiim b'chaserot v'yeterot. So what do you tell me? Awala sefer Torah pasulim now because we're not beki anymore? We don't know exactly what's chaser v'yeter? Oh, that's a big question. V'al pi zeh katab b'shut she'agat aryeh she'en b'yadenu l'kayem mitzvat aseh shel ketivat sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Shagat Tariya says you cannot fulfill this mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah today because we really are not Baki and Hasidot and Yeterot, and we're not sure if it's really. V'chayoseh b'zeh katab b'shut hatam sofer she'en mevarchin al mitzvat ketivat Sefer Torah. Why don't you make a berakha on mitzvat ketivat Sefer Torah if it's mitzvat aseh? Meta'am zeh she'enenu bekiim b'chaserot v'yeterot. That's why you don't make a berakha. We don't know. Ulam b'menhat chinuch tama. איך יתכן שנשתקחה מאיתנו מצוות עשה של תורה? כאן הביאו, ואיתנו מפגר העול מצוונה, ולמה לא השתדלו בזה שלא לשכוח? כיוון שדבר מעכב. Right? ולכן כתב במנחת חינוך ששני מיני חסרות ויתרות הם. There's two different types of חסרות ויתרות. א', כשמשתנה העניין על ידי זה, if by missing a letter or adding a letter, it changes the context. But כשאין העניין משתנה על ידי שינוי הכתב, ואין ספר תורה נפסל אלא בשינוי של חסר ויתר שמשנה את העניין. That's מנת חלוס הדוש. That the only time a ספר תורה is פסול, if the חסר או יתר changes the context of the פסוק. But for example, you have different פסוקים over here, it's חסר יוד. So what? It doesn't change the meaning. But if it's going to change the meaning, then already have a problem. ובסוג זה ששני בקיים אנו, which means we know the context. We might not be baki in, you know, which one's a chaser yitro, but so what? It's not going to be posed the Sefer Torah. Therefore, that's kedushat Sefer Torah. Therefore, there's no problem. Aval, gam tirut ze kasher, kemo sheochiyu ha'acharonim b'dever rishonim, shekol chaser v'yater posed Sefer Torah, af kesheno mishenet ta'anyan. It's also a problem. Because really, from the rishonim, it's ma'ashma, chaser v'yater, this doesn't be perfect. I don't care context, no context. If it's missing a letter, it's missing a letter. So even the Menachat Chanuch's answer is difficult. Ufichach katfu kama haronim, sharei din Torah hu lalechet bechol safek achar arrov. Okay. We have a rule. We have a safek after the majority. Vechachmea mesora tarhu ubadku b'masoret ubisfarim b'duyakim. Obviously, the sefarim that we have today is only after they went and they searched on the masoret, the tradition, to the best sefarim that they had. והכניעו בכל ספקו מחלוקת על פי רוב הספרים והמסורות. So the Sefer Torah that we have is following the majority of the texts and the majority of the tradition, ועל פי זה נקבע נוסח הספרים שלנו. ואם כן יוצאים בזה מן התורה ידי חובת המצוות של הספר תורה, והספר כשר מן הדין על פי רוב. ויש בו קדושת ספר תורה, ודנים אותו כאילו הוא הנוסח שתקבל מסיני. That's what נגידת ונדים wants to say. ועוד כתב המאירי, it's an amazing thing. The whole thing that is al pi rov, he wants to say. That's it, because we really don't know. Ve'od ketav ha-me'iri kan, she'lo amru she'enanu beki'im b'chaso b'yeterot, ela kishesh machloket ben ha-sefarim, o ben ha-gemara v'ha-medrash, leben ha-mesora v'chadome. Aval b'mat she'lo nemsa bo machloket, en necha b'ki'ut gedola mizu. Okay, that's a different point. Enyan zeh nogel alakha, le'enyan kiriyat ha-torah, שנחלקו הראשונים אם יוצאים ידי חובת קריאת ספר תורה בספר תורה פסול. אז השאלה היה בספר תורה פסול. היא יוצא קריאת ספר תורה בספר תורה פסול. הוא פסק רמה להלכה שאם נמצא טעות גמורה מוצאים ספר תורה אחר. אבל בטעות של חסרות ויתרות אין מוצאים ספר תורה אחר. לפי שאין ספרי תורה שאינם מדויקים כל כך. Shenamar she'achad yedro. Who said that one is more kasher? I don't know that was more kasher. Who has a different Asa Yedro? Asa Yedro went back here, according to this over here. Wow. So obviously you see over here there is a big subject obviously that we fell into over here with Hasarot and Yeterot. Obviously we're going to say our Sefer do have Kiddusha. Maybe it's Apirov. Maybe it's Apir Minachat Chinuch that says the Hasarot and Yeterot is not possible because it doesn't change the contact. And be it what it may, but you see obviously this is a subject that obviously has tremendous arichut and tremendous nafkamina for halacha. Ba'er of Yosef vidgalah. So what do we say? The word vidgalah is also half the Torah and Pesukim. Same question. My gisa. What side is it? The last pasuk of the first half or the first pasuk of the second half? Amar Abaye pesukemia nitu limnu. Listen, we might not be baki in Hasarot v'Yeterot, but we know the Pesukim at least, so they bring a Sefer Torah, we'll count the Pesukim at least. We don't even know the Pesukim. Why? Dechi'at Rav Abba bar Adda Amar, when Rav Abba bar Adda came on from Eretz Yisrael, he said, B'ma'araba, paskele la'ay kira l'tata Pesukim. There's one Pesuk that we counted as one, and in Eretz Yisrael they counted as three. What Pesuk? V'yomer Hashem el Moshe, הנה אנוכי בא אליך בעב בענן. Right, בעבור ישמע עם בדברי עמר וגם בחי ימינו לעולם. And Eretz Yisrael, they made that one pasuk into three pasukim. So he says, even that we don't even know. Because it could be, it depends how you break up the pasukim over there. So that's also. Tanu Rabbana, we have a braita. חמשת אלפים ושמונה מאות ושמונים ושמונה פסוקים הוו פסוקי ספר תורה. 5,888 פסוקים in the ספר תורה. That's the number. יתר עליו תהילים שמונה. תהילים has 8 more פסוקים. תוספות says, what is this talking about? He says, even if you're going to say that each פסוק in תהילים is made out of 3 words, which is not, you won't come close to 8 more pesukim. Look at Tosafot. Yeter alaf teilim. Tema. Da'al kurhak b'chumash yesh yote. Da'al filu im yu pesuketim megimel tevot bilbad. Ena kol kach kemo sheyesh b'chumash. So he doesn't understand what this is talking about, Tosafot. Tema. Haser memenu devrei hayamim shemona. Devrei hayamim is minus 8. Also, if you count devrei hayamim, doesn't come close. Because of this, there is a famous opinion of Rav Hai Gaon. He says, over in our Tehillim, we have 2,527 pesukim. Okay? In Devrei Yamin, we have 1,764 pesukim. So this Gemara, minus 8, plus 8, doesn't come near 5,000. So he says over here, Uchbar nish'al al barayt azu Rav Hai Gaon. She'en minyanei ha-pesukim she'ba mat'imim minyanei ha-pesukim she'lefanenu. Wow, even the pesukim of the Torah, he says. We have 5,884. Gemara says 88. Unbelievable. Ve'eshiv she'shama mepi hakamim harishonim שבראיתה מדובר באותו ספר תורה שנמצאו בירושלים. Special ספר לפן ירושלים. שהיה משונה בכתב ובמניין פסוקים שלו, וכן ספר תהילים. וכן, there are different תהילים, there are different ספרי דברי הימים. וגם דברים אלה אינם מבונים. למה מנו דווקא אותו ספר והיו דווקא מניין פסוקים כאן? ועוד שאין בספר תורה חלוקה לפסוקים כלל. Yeah. Oh, is it that about that nekudot? I don't know what the pasuk was. The odd she'ez b'stabeh the pior. That is Tehillim book. Like Tosfot said, even if you have every pasuk is 3 words, you don't come close. Oh, Rabbanan, we have a braita v'shinantam. So what is v'shinantam? Sheyehu devre Torah mechudadim beficha. That the Torah should be sharp. In the son shinun, it should have a sharpness. That what? Sheim yishal lecha adam davar. If somebody asks you a question, al tegamgem, don't
don't stutter and fumble. V'tomar lo, tell it to him. Yehu mechodadim efikha, Rashi says, Hazor alehen ubedok be'omkam. Which you study it in its depth. Shemishadecha adam lo tetzarek legemgem. Ela shetuchal lomar miyad. You know the answer. You have clarity. You're able to give a person. V'shinnan tanda. You have to study it. Al tegemgem v'tomar lo. Ela emor lo miyad. Ela don't stutter. Ela tell it to him. Emishne emar. Emor lechokma achoti at. Rashi, shetehe baki ba. The chokma of Torah should be explicit to you. Ke achotcha sheasura lecha. She's just like everybody knows that your sister's forbidden to you. You have to megamgev. Somebody tells you mutar to marry your sister. Chas v'shalom. Emor lechokma. The chokma of the Torah has to be as clear as achoti. Just like you know, as your sister. Ina mira, she says, mesefa dekra. From the end of the pasuk, umoda lebina tekra, shete yadua lach. That's it, umoda. Umoda meaning it should be yadua. The Torah should be known to you. Okay, ve'omer, koshrem al etzbeotecha, kotvem al luach lebecha. Which means what? Koshrem al etzbeotecha. It's like you have a ribbon that's wrapped around your finger, you remember it. You see it. Kodvem aluach libecha. Write it. The Torah should be etched on your heart. You should see it. Ve'omer, kechitzim biyad gibor, ken bene hanneurim. Rashi, biyad gibor. What is kechitzim biyad gibor? Shenilham behem oibav, like the arrows that a warrior uses to fight in war. Ken bene hanneurim, talmidav shel adam, hakiruyim banav. Which is the students of a person are called his children. Kmo she'amar Hizkiyahu, Beni ata al teshlu ve'omer v'hine anochi b'yiradim asher natan li. Okay, so the Gemara is going to explain. Pasuk says k'etzim v'yadim were like the arrows in the hand of a warrior. Ken benani, so too are the students of a person. Ve'omer hitze gibor shenunim, which means the arrows of the gibor. Shinunim, they're sharp. Ve'omer, hitzecha shinunim, amim tahtecha yipelu. Which means when the hitzim are sharpened, so what's going to happen? The enemies fall. Ve'omer, asher ha'gever, asher mile et ashpato mehem. Fortunate is the man that has so many, fortunate is the rabbi that has so many students, like this, that have these sharp arrows over here, lo yiboshu will not be ashpato. Is the keli? That's the keli. They put the arrows in. It's called ashpato. The ashpa. It says lo yiboshu. They will not be embarrassed. Ki dabiru it oibim bashar. That what? So the Gemara says, my it oibim bashar. Amar bi hayab bar abba afilu haav ubno. Harav etalmido she'oskim b'Torah b'sha'ar echad, which means even if we're studying in one gate, a father studying with a son, rabbi studying with his students, na'asim oibim ze et ze, ot oibim b'sha'ar, which means they're fighting with each other, they become enemies, they're fighting the milchamta shel Torah, ve'enam zazim misham ad she'nasim ohavim ze et ze. After the war of Torah is over, everybody makes up, and everybody leaves out, and they love each other. Shnei Emar, as the Pasuk says, and we quote it, Ve'et vahev besufa, al tekre besufa, ela besofa. That Pasuk, the Gemara's Doresh, is on Torah. And they were saying that at the end, et vahev, everybody loves each other at the end. Now look at Rashi, look at all these Rashis over here. She's quoting all these Pesukim over here, Hitzei Gibor Shinonim. What does Shinonim mean? The sharp sword and the Giborim over is referring to the students of a person. So the students have to be like a sharp spear or an arrow, like Vishinantam. They know the Devre Torah clear. So it's quoting all these Pesukim to compare the Shinun of the Talmidim, that it should have a sharpness. And this is Ashrei Gever. Fortunate is the rabbi. Should milash patom mehem, that has students like this that are sharp like that. Lo yiboshu. There's not going to know no one berki. The birut oibim b'sha'ar. And even when they're talking in the sha'ar and they get bet the midrash, they become
enemies to each other because they're fighting with Hamtash Torah. And at the end of the machloket, everybody makes up like a system. Good. That's the style of the Gemara. Look at the. Look, that she says exactly like we said that. Naasu oibim mitukshim makshim ze etze. Ve'en ze mekabel devreze. This guy says, no, I don't accept your sevara. No, that doesn't make any sense what you're saying. No, they go back and forth. Naasu oibim ze etze. Taru rabbanan. We have a right. Vesamtim. It says, Vesamtim et debarai ille. So what's Vesamtim? Sam tam. Sam is a. Well, no. Sam is a. It's like a medicine. Sam is a balm. Nimshela Torah kesam hayim. Sam tam. Tam is complete. It's a complete remedy or a potion, as you said. It's good. Sam tam. Hashem le Adam shikad beno makah gedola. Right. He hit his son makah gedola. Veniyah lo retiya al makato. And he puts a bandaid on his makah. As long as you have this band-aid on your makkah, eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want, very hot, so you can bathe, ben bachamin, ben mitzonin, cold or hot, doesn't matter. You have nothing to worry about. V'ata ma'avira. If you're going to take it off, v'im ata ma'avira, take it off, harei ma'ala nume. Numer, as she says, is what? Numer is like, it's going to get boils and it's going to pop, exactly. It's not going to be good. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lehem Yisrael Beni Barati Yetzer Hara Ubarati Lo Torah Tevelim. Listen, I created the Yetzer Hara and I created also its remedy, its spies, the Torah. V'im Atem Oskim BaTorah, if you study Torah, En Atem Nimsarim Biyado, then you will not be under his jurisdiction. Shnei Emar, Halo im tetiv, se'et, meaning you'll go above. V'im en atem oskim b'torah, atem nimsarim b'yado. Shnei Emar, lefetah, hatat robes. That what? That at the door, the sin is lurking. Which means he's waiting to get you. And if you don't study Torah, so the Yetzer Hara is going to get you. He's going to be dealing with you all day long. That's his desire to go after you. If you want to overcome him by studying Torah, you can. So on this subject over here, the Gemara is saying the Torah is actually a remedy. It's a remedy against the Yetzer Hara. And the Gemara is telling you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the Yetzer Hara knows its remedy. Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Ro Torah Tevarim. The only thing that's able to remedy a person from the Yetzer is the study of Torah. As long as a person has Torah on his wound, eat whatever you want, drink, everything is fine. You won't be subject. And we have to explain that this Gemara will be here for a minute. Because here the Gemara is referring to the Torah as Torah Tevarim.
Spice.
Torah is a spice. So why is it referred to it as a spice? So I saw that Rav Pam, Alav HaShalom, brings down the following idea. He says that when God created the world, it says in the creation, V'hine tov me'od, that the creation was actually great. It was very good. The Gemara says, what is tov me'od? Ze yetzer hara. Yetzer hara is tov me'od. We would think that the Yetzer hara is not me'od. So says Rav Pam that the Gemara writes in another place that Yetzer hara is a necessary evil. It's necessary. Because without our physical cravings, a person wouldn't eat, a person wouldn't get dressed, a person wouldn't get married, a person wouldn't have children, a person wouldn't engage in commerce. Which means you need the Yetzer Hara that gives you certain physical drives that are necessary for life. So the purpose, he says, is not to destroy the Yetzer Hara. You need to harness the Yetzer Hara. You need to control the Yetzer Hara, which means the Yetzer Tov is supposed to control it and guide and direct the Yetzer Hara to the right things. Therefore, he says, the Gemara compares Torah to a tevalin. What's the purpose of a spice, says Rav Pam? To burn the food?
No.
To destroy the food? No.
Yes.
Adrabah. The spice brings out the flavor in the food. The purpose of the Yetzirah Tov is not, or the Torah, is not to destroy the Yetzirah Ra, but it's like a spice. It's to bring out the good in the Yetzirah Ra. It's to bring out the flavor, to enhance the Yetzirah Ra in order to use it for the proper things. His example is twofold. And there's many examples. We know that what? Kin'ah is a terrible trait. Envy is a terrible trait. But at the same time, kin'at sofrim tarbi' chokhmah. You could use envy as a positive, as an inspiration to study more, to be envious of people that are greater than you in ruchaniyut. Kavod is a very negative trait. But what? That's a big thing, which means gufo mechubah, which means to dispense kavod is a good thing. And every midah, you have to not squash the yitzir, you have to control it. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Ezu agibor hakovesh et yisro. It doesn't say haoreg et yisro. It is a kovesh. Just like a conqueror when he goes to war, so he takes somebody into captivity. Mm-hmm. But what? He uses that captive to work for him. It doesn't kill him. There's no purpose to kill the captives. A kovesh. You have to conquer him. And then when you conquer him, he becomes your servant.
Nice.
With this, we explain, this Gemara is very miduyeket. Number one, why it calls Torah Tevalin. But number two, the Mashal says that as long as you have Torah, as long as you have the Samtam, eat what you want, drink what you want, which means that Gemara is really saying that Adrabah, then your eating is under the control of the Yetzirah Tov. It's not saying to destroy the Yetzirah that you won't eat and that you're not going to drink and you're not going to go after your physical cravings. On the contrary, when you have Torah, then you can eat what you want, then you can drink what you want, because now you're channeling, you're eating the Shem Shamayim. Now you're channeling, you're drinking the Shem Shamayim. Now you're sleeping is the Shem Shamayim. For Avodat Tamoreh, like the Gemara says in the Mishnah, Perkev, what says, V'chol ma'asecha, יהיו לשם שמיים, בכל דרכיך דיו, והוא יישר אוחותיך. Which means, in every one of your ways, you must know God, but that's only because you have the יצר הרע. That's why the Gemara in Berachot, on this פסוק, לפתע חטאת רובץ, compares the יצר הרע to a חיטה. Why is it compared to a חיטה? Because חיטה is a necessary food. It's a staple food. Everybody needs to have bread. Even the minimum amount of food, you need bread. And therefore the Gemara said, the Yetzirah Ra is not like a poison. Otherwise, it's like a hita. Well, you need it. Just like you need the cravings of the Yetzirah Ra, but under the suppression of the Yetzirah Tov that controls it. And that's what Rav Pam goes on to say, is that the Yetzirah Tov comes into a person only after he's bar mitzvah, when he's 13. The Yetzirah Ra already is in the person from when he's born. Like the Pasuk says, Lefetah, when he comes out of the Petah, Hatat Rovetz. Already the Yetzirah Ra is by him. Yetzirah Tov doesn't get till 13 years old. So he said, the goal is, like the Pasuk says by Yaakov Abinu, when Yitzhak blessed Yaakov, and the blessings with Yaakov and Esav, he said, Verav Ya'avod Sa'ir. Verav, the older one should work for the younger one. Esav should work for Yaakov. The way he explains it is, Verav, the Yetzirah Ra is the Rav. He's the older one.
He's
already
longer.
13 years older than the Yetzirah Tov. Verav, it doesn't say, he should get killed. Ya'avod Sa'ir. He should work for the Sa'ir, for the Yetzirah Tov. And he's under his direction. And that's what the Gemara says. That's the Inyan of Barati Torah Tevalin. The Torah is not to destroy the Yetzirah, it's to enhance the Yetzirah. That's why it says in the Pasuk in Berachot, the Gemara Zoresh, in the ninth perek, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elohecha b'chol levavecha. B'chol levavecha says, he has two hearts, she says, b'chol levavecha. It says, b'yesara tov, b'yesara. So the Gemara says, I understand you have to serve God, b'yesara tov. How do you serve God, b'yesara ra? So the simple explanation is, by not making avirot, so therefore you're serving God with the yetzara, by not giving in to the yetzara ra. But based on what we're saying today, Adrabah, you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the yetzara ra by channeling it to the good, by using the physical craving of the Yetzir for the good. So that's V'Ahavtat Hashem Mechol Levecha, but you have to love God, not only Yetzir HaTov, also with the Yetzir HaRa. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan,
Kashe Yetzirara. Oh. Yetzirara. Very, very difficult. Sha'afilu Yotzro Kira Ora. Even God. Who knows better what the Yetzirah is than the Creator? And he called it Rashina Imar. Ki Yetzirah Adam Ra. Meneurav. He says, yeah, it's bad for when he's young. Meneurav. For when he's not. Amar of Yitzhak. Yitzro Shil Adam. Mithaddish alav bechol yom. A person's yetzer hara is mithaddish, which means it gets refreshed every single day. Shnei emar, rak ra, kol hayom. Ve'omer, ve'amar bishemon ben Levi, yitzro shel adam mitgaber alav bechol yom. Not only does it refresh, but it gets stronger. Umbakesh hamito. And the yetzer hara wants to kill the person. Spiritually, physically, Shneemar, Sofer Rasha la Tzaddik. The Rasha looks at the Tzaddik, Umbakesh lehamito, and he wants to kill him. Ve'ilmaleh Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. The person did not have Siyata Deshmaya from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, En Yechol Lo. He would not be able. The Yetzirah is made out of fire. Human beings are made out of flesh and blood. There's no way we'd be able to overcome it. Shneemar, Elohim Lo Yazmenu. So, we have to understand exactly this. Gemara is saying two things over here. Gemara is saying, sometimes the Yetzirah of a person is mithaddish. It refreshes itself, which means every day the Yetzirah is mithaddish, and sometimes it says mitgabir. So what's the difference between mithaddish and mitgabir? So, the explanation is maybe as follows. There's a difference between mithaddish and mitgabir. Which means, let's say a certain person over here, he was kovesh his yetzara on a certain inyan. This item over there, he put it in the bank, going into McDonald's, not a question, doesn't enter his brain, it's over, he conquered it, it's finished. So a person will think, that's it, now my yetzara of kashrut, of taref, knocked it out. Gemara says, now already the Yetzirara is going to refresh itself in that item, but in a different thing, which means, okay, now McDonald's you're not going to walk into, but now already he's going to get you on other dikdukim in this item. And even if a guy will be a Sadiq, but they'll get you on now Hasidut already, but there's no such thing, there's an unlimited amount of levels that a person could reach. And therefore, a person shouldn't think, this Yetzirah have cleared already. No, mithaddish alav bechol yom, on that inyan. But on the items that he doesn't control, so then already the sin becomes like an addiction. And the more a person goes after the sins and repeats the same sin over and over again, now the Yetzirah is mitgaber, gets stronger and stronger on that item. She's, the more repetitive a sin is committed, the much harder it is for a person now to desist from the sin. Because that becomes already part of his teva, that becomes part of his nature. And like we learned in the Gemara, it says, already na'aselot keheter. It becomes like it's permissible. No different than an addict. The more he takes this drug, the more difficult it is for him to stop. That's what it means, mitgaber ala. The Yetzirah on... But on the tzaddikim, if they conquered it, don't think that he's not going to come. But Hadesh, he refreshes it and brings you a new angle of it that you didn't have the day before. That's a higher level, Mit Hadesh. But Mit Kabir is referring to the Mit Kabir on the people that are committing repetitive sins over and over again. The answer is Mit Kabir, which is Deva. And therefore what? Because the Gemara said, but don't worry. Don't worry, a person might give up hope. I have no shot. No, Vin Malek Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozro LeYechod. You have Siyata Deshmaya. Shakadosh Baruch Hu will not leave you in the hands of the Yetzer, which means you can overcome it. It's in your abilities. The purpose of this Gemara is not to make a person say, depressed, you're hopeless. Adrabah. The Gemara says, you have Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is able to destroy anything. He's able to destroy, topple kings. Who's stronger? He was able to bring down Par'o Melech Mislaim and all his armies. So therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu can fight the Yetzirah as well. But what? You have to make a Hishtadlut, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help that person. Comes again and says, an advice. Tana debe Rabbi Yishmael, Beni. If this Minuval, this Yetzirah, look at the way the rabbis refer to the Yetzirah, this Minuval, this low life, if he's Pogeo Abicha, Moshcheu lebet Midrash. Bring him to the Beta Midrash. Im Evenu, if he's a stone, Nimmawah. What happened? He'll melt. The imbarzelu, if he's metal, mitpotzetz, he'll explode. Shne'emar, haloko debarai ke'esh numashem, chechapatish, yipotzetz sala. Im evenu nimmawah shne'emar, hoi kol tzameh lechul amayim, ve'omer, next to that pasuk it says, abanim shahaku mayim. The stones were worn away by the water. What wears away the stone? The water. What's the water? The Torah. Now we have to understand this Gemara as well. This Gemara is saying, "In pagah becham menuval zeh moshchel lebet midrash." So the Mefarshim come along and say, "What do you have to bring him to the Bet Midrash? Leave him in the street. Don't bring moshchel lebet midrash. Who wants every guy now is going to come to the Bet Midrash with the Yetzer Hara? We don't want the Yetzer Hara the Bet Midrash. Moshchel lebet midrash." So explanation is that when a person, Chacham Baruch Alav Hashem used to tell us that when a person, let's say, has a Yetzer Hara to go somewhere. So you should tell the Yetzer Hara, if you're going to tell the Yetzer straight out your intention, he's going to really fight you. I'm not going. Not going, he's going to give you a tremendous Yetzer. So you delay it. You know what? Let me go to the yeshiva first. Then after I finish learning, then we'll go do whatever it is. Okay, so the Yetzer says, okay, fine, we have a deal. So now you're bringing the Yetzer with you to the Beit HaMidrash. Once you get to the Beit HaMidrash, you kill him. Because the Torah destroys the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, the Moshe on the Beit HaMidrash, bring him to the Beit HaMidrash, and then if he's a rock, he'll explode, and so on and so forth. But you're able to suppress him over there. You bring him to the place of his destruction. That's a simple explanation. Moshe. Again, on these Gemara, there's many, many Dirashot. They're giving at least, say, we said one thing. Comes Gemara and says, okay, back to the story. Nasio Isha. He said, one of the obligations that the father has to the son is what? To marry him off. Minalahan dichtiv kichu nashim veolidu banim ubanot ukhu libnechem nashim, take for your sons wives vetbenotechem tenu la'anashim. Good. So Gebra says bishlama beno biyado. Okay, your son, you can take your son, you can marry him off. That's not a problem. It's biyado. It's in his power. Gebra says Ela bito biyadohi? Why? That she says, Bitmira, kilomar yachol dargila anashim la siya, da'amar kiravit binotakim to the anashim, which means, give your daughters to anashim. It's not up to you. If the man wants to marry, he'll marry him. How could you give your daughters to anashim? Your boys, you could take the girl. No, take this girl over here and give her a kiddushin. But the girl, what are you going to do? The girl, she has to wait till she's at the whims of the ish. So Gemara said, Haki kamala. Nitan lamide velabshiya venichsiya. Dress her up nicely. Wow. Give her nechassim. Give her a nice dowry and things like that. Ki echi de katsu ala inche. That's how father can marry off his daughter. Give her, make her look appealing in a certain way in order to do such a thing. Medo umanut. One of the obligations of a father is to teach his son a trade. In alan, mar haskiya da mar kira re'e hayim. Him isha asher ahavta. So it says, Re'a Hayim. Look at life with the wife, asher ahavta that you loved. In isha mamash. If you're telling me it's a isha mamash, so then we could say, Keshem shehayav lasi'o isha, kach hayav lelamedo umanut. Because we were making like a connection. And she says, Im isha Re'a Hayim. Hayim is life, umanut, so he can live, a livelihood. So, shetehyeh bo im isha, makish umanut le'isha. Hayim le'isha. Just like we know we already proved you're obligated to marry him off, so you're also obligated to give him a hayim. What is a hayim? A sustenance, meaning teach him trade. Umanut, teach him a trade. Right? However, im torahi, could be the isha of a person, is referring to what? Torah, his spiritual wife. Like it says, Eshet Hayim Niimsa. The Gaon learns that that whole chapter in the Mishleh is referring to your spiritual wife, Torah. Hayil is Gematria 48. That's the 48 ways the Torah is acquired. Eshet Hayil, the wife that's acquired through Hayil through the 48 ways. So then, what do you see over here? Ve'eh Hayim Imisha Asher Ahavta. Keshem Shehayav Lamedo Torah. Same thing. We learned already you have to teach your children Torah. So either Hayim is to the regular Isha or Hayim is compared to
Torah. Either way, the father has to marry him off and teach him Torah. So Haim also is learned that he has to do the same. Comes given us as Veyesh Umrim Afnashito Banahar. You have to teach your children how to swim. My Tama, what's the reason? So Gemara says, Hayutehu. That's his life. Which means it's for his life. He's going to be Hasbe Shalom in the water, and he's not going to be able to save himself. So it's incumbent upon a father to give his child the tools that will know how to save himself. And good.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosheinu Melamedo Umanut, Melamedo Listut. Whoever doesn't teach his child a trade, you're teaching him thievery. Listut Salkadadach. You're teaching him thievery? It's like you're teaching him listut. So the Gemara says, "May benayhu," which means, what did Rabbi Yehuda add? Because really the Gemara said, you have to teach your child an umanut. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should know. If you don't teach your son umanut, it's like you're teaching him thievery. Well, what did he gain? We all agree, you have to teach your kid umanut. What did you gain by that? Ika benayhu de'agmere iska. Business. Rashi, iska. Im lamdo shora. If you taught him business, shora is buying and selling. Letanakama are lamdo hayim. You gave him life, you gave him sustenance. However, Rabbi Yehuda, the atelitama, umanut dafka. Umanut, a trade. The kama parmim she'enu bemala asot shora, the omer melastim, which means business. He might not always have merchandise, he might not have goods and things like that. And therefore, teaching him buying and selling, it's still dangerous. But if you teach him a trade, I mean, the guy knows how, he's a doctor, he knows how to fix things, he knows how to, you know, build things. A trade is a trade. People always need things to meet. He has a trade in his head. Even though he might not have merchandise, his hands are his merchandise. His trade is in his brain. That he always is going to have. Merchandise, even, sometimes he has good, sometimes he doesn't have good. So if it be with us, ma'amidah tanakama. Give him a life there. Teach him shora. No. Umanu dafka. Because you don't want the child to become dependent on items that he might not get. If we have to give him a certain chokhmah that he has, he could take with him wherever he may be. Okay? Baruch anu ala olam. Amen.